Today I'm going to tell you good news. But before I tell you the good news, you may think, what kind of good news are you going to tell me? You know, good news for someone may not be good news for another people. Say, if I tell you something like this, you may say, is that the good news? Nothing to do with me. That's not good news for me. A good news for a man may not be a good news for a woman. A good news for a rich man may not be good news for a poor person. So if I tell you, you say, oh, it's no good, then I will be very disappointed. So what kind of good news I'm going to tell you? First of all, I think we have to understand we are living in a very small world. Small in the sense that, let me explain. Almost once a month, I'll receive an email. The email is tracking me where I have been going the whole month. So when I look at the email, I travel, this is where I live, I travel there to work, and travel to there. And my whole month is living in this, I travel in this small part. And this whole area is less than maybe 30 square kilometers. I don't know about you. Are you traveling everywhere, or I travel in a very small world? And also in our mind, we think of our concern is mainly on few things. Maybe we concern about our work. So not just traveling in a small world, we are thinking about everything about our work. We think of our work or study all the days. If you ask me, can you tell me a good news? Oh, you got promotion in your work. That is a good news. Sorry, you're going to be fired. Oh, that's a bad news. So when we think of this, our work is very important part in our life. Good news, is that related to my work? Is that related to my study? Another area in our life, oh, what I'm going to wear? Oh, there's a good news, there's a special, or there's a sale in that department store. That is a good news. If I tell you something like this, that's a good news. So because of so many concerns in our life, we may expect many different good news. But in the beginning, I tell you, I'm going to tell you one good news, better than all of it. What are the good news we expect? Oh, if you want entertainment, oh, that's a good movie I've been waiting for. There's some kind of games I want to possess. Oh, there's on sale. Good. Good news. Mom, going buy that. I like that. That is a good news for you. What other do we expect in our life? Oh, house. The house I'm living. Mortgage rate rising. Oh, no. So many concerns in our life. Where we are living. The mortgage rate. The bank interest rate. Is that good news or bad news? So many concerns in our life. So many things that touched our hearts. What are the things in our life? We may think of, oh, family, friends, parties, having good time with our friends. This is good news. Oh, after today, where are we going? We are going to visit someone, to the countryside to have a few days holiday. That's good news. So many concerns. I wonder what our good news is. You are thinking of what good news you want to hear. Oh, health, my concern. At this age, as you are getting older, you're more concerned with your health. That's a very good medicine. That's a very good special price, joining that gym classes. All these are good news, isn't it? So many concerns. Oh, money. The interest, my investment makes a lot of money. These are good news. I earn more. I get more money. And most important, Chinese, we all like food, isn't it? Where are we going to eat? Try that new restaurant. Try that new recipe. Oh, that's yummy. All these are good news we expect. So our main concern is this very, very small world. And all these little things touch our lives. We want all this to, we expect a lot of good news from all this area. But don't forget, sometimes when we watch the news, we realize this is not a small world. Actually, is this a big world? When we look at this big world, what do we see? Recently, there are riots. Riots in France, riots in Israel, Middle East, everywhere. What would be the good news there? The good news is, there seems to be come into agreement. The society becomes more stable and peaceful. That would be good news. When we look out there, not concentrating on our small world, we realize there are problems out there. War in Ukraine, war in Middle East, war everywhere, people suffering. What would be the good news for them? If we are there, peace. Peace would be the good news we want, isn't it? We want peace. What would be the pandemic? Isolation, quarantined, test negative. Good news. There's a vaccine coming up. Good news. We are all expecting good news. Why? Because when you just stop not focusing on our small world, but look out there, there seems to be troubles everywhere. More than that, famine. Because of war, people cannot do famine. Maybe there's a drought. War. Next. Poverty. People live in poverty. We may live in a very good society. We enjoy a lot of things here. But don't forget, many people suffered. What would be their good news? They need good news. If you tell them, I have a very good lunch today, to the people who are suffering in poverty, is that a good news for them? What can you offer a good news for them? More people in the flood, suffering because of the flood. If you are living in the west part of the city, Richmond area, that area, whenever there's heavy rain, you may worry, better get some sand back. Would the river be flooded again? All these worries come into you, isn't it? What we can find other good news. The pollution is a problem. Many people got asthma. Does that worry you? It seems to be a world of problems, isn't it? Not to mention the fire. So we are living in this big world full of problems. So what good news can we expect? So stop dreaming in your little comfort zone. Look out there. People are suffering. Would that affect you one day? We may think even more. Not just out there. How about let's look inside? Let's look inside our hearts. So many problems out there. So many problems not solved. We got bitterness inside our hearts. We got hatred, angry with people not doing something they should. Why would that country invade another country? Why would people do that? So many problems not solved. So many questions needs to be answered. Why? Why can't I live in a better world? What's wrong with me? What's wrong out there? So not just live in a small world, looking out, and looking inside, we realize so many problems, worries, with so many things we have to worry about. Maybe you are young, but still you have to worry your work, your study. If you're married, you worry about your family. Can I get enough money to support my family? When you get older, you worry about your health, worry about your children. How are they now? Are they walking in the right way? So many worries in our hearts. Helplessness. I can't do anything about the problem. You're so worried, and yet you can't do anything. No one cares about me. No one helped me. I need help, but I can't find the help I needed. This is no good. Even people can understand my feeling, my worries. Even my close one, he doesn't understand. No one can help us. Disappointments. All this. Life is like that, isn't it? All these needs around us, all these problems around us, that cannot be solved. Why? Is this sorrow and pain? Who can deal with this? Think about your life. Think about what's in your heart. May all these words echo in your hearts. Yes, I got this. Yes, I got this worry. Yes, I feel this helplessness. I have this disappointment in my life. I'm so disappointed with him. I'm so disappointed with my children. I'm so disappointed with my parents. They don't understand. They don't listen. All this problem. Disappointment. Anger. Can't you listen? Can't you do something? I told you so many times, why can't you change? We expect so much from others. And so we live in all this disappointment, all this dissatisfaction. What can be done? What's wrong? And so on. You can fill in the others. I just name a few. You may say, what you have put up there is just one-fifth, a little bit of my heart. All the struggle inside, all the worries. You don't know much about me. Yes, I don't know much about you. But think about all this problem inside you. Look outside, all the problems out there. You may ask, hey, I thought you were going to tell me good news. How come the more you say, the more depressed I feel? Yes, there is something wrong. And what is wrong with men? How come there are wars? How come there are poverty? How come there are anger? How come there are violence? What happens to mankind? How can we live a happy life? The life on earth is not heaven. It's hell. I may enjoy a temporary comfort time, but look out there and look inside, you realize there's something wrong. And if you have a chance to come to make complaint to the Almighty, hey God, you have done something wrong. What's wrong with mankind? What's wrong with you? Well, the Lord has given us the answer in the Bible. In Romans chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. So people can't say, oh, there's no God. No, look at the creation, so beautiful, so many kinds of beautiful flowers, so amazing, different kinds of animals. God is so wise. God is so powerful, so creative. We can see his qualities, his divine nature, clearly seen. being understood from what he has been made, so that people are without excuse. So everyone knows in your heart, God is real. He is almighty. He is wise. Then the following comes. Then what's wrong? Something has gone wrong. For although they knew God, people know there's a God, they neither glorified him as God nor give thanks to him. They neither glorified him as God. This is a masterpiece, what your creation, but they don't glorify God. They don't treat him, they don't honor God as God. Don't treat him as the Almighty One. They don't honor God or give thanks to him. In other words, even though men know there's a God, but they ignore him. This is the problem. What's wrong? Man lives their own life ignoring God. I do this. I think like this, just ignoring him. I do what I like. I don't care about what God thinks. This is the problem. That's why men become so selfish. And they became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. In other words, men became fool. They just concern about themselves. They don't look up, hey God, what do you want me to do? So the problem with mankind, the problems out there, the problem in there, is because there people in their life, there is no God in their life. It doesn't mean that there is no God, but no God in your thinking. No God in your life. When you consider to do it or not, you don't care about God, what he likes. What should I do? What should God think? No. I do it my way. I want this. Stay out of my life. Not your business. This is the problem. And because man rejection of God, well, we make a bad choice, there are consequences. If we ignore God in our life, what happens? It won't stop there. It will affect how we live, how we treat other people. So in the Bible it says there will be terrible times, like now. Look out there, these are terrible times. The problems out there, the problems inside. People will be lovers of themselves. Yes, I love myself. When you look at the group photo, your most concern is yourself. Do I look pretty? Do I look smart in that photo? If everyone looks good but not you, I won't order that photo. We are so narcissism, so obsessed with ourselves. I don't know how many hours you spend looking at the mirror, looking at the photos of yourself, trying to make yourself look better. Lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Oh, I want money. All the greed. Because of all these lovers of money, we may lie, we may cheat, we are not being honest. Yeah, that's very good. Buy it. Actually, it doesn't worth that much. Because we become liar, cheat, hate, robbers. Why there are many people robbing people? Why the big country abused their power? Because of these lovers of money, lovers of power, lovers of themselves. I want to make myself great. Because of this, man's life keeps going down and down and down. boastful. I'm so great, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. Why should I listen to you? Ungrateful, unholy, without love. Unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good. Not lovers of the good. Treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. So, in these terrible times, we can see people, they love themselves, love money, lovers of pleasure. It's nothing wrong to love pleasure, but lovers of pleasure, all your concern is how you enjoy life. Just thinking about you. So this world is so full of selfish people. It's all about me. Self-centeredness. You hurt me. You say bad things about me. It's wrong. I'm the victim. You shouldn't treat me like that. People are so obsessed with themselves, exalted themselves, instead of lovers of good or lovers of God. So what do you love? Lovers of money or lovers of good? Lovers of yourself or lovers of God? This is the problem, because everyone loves themselves. No one loves God. So all this conflict arises. I make money, I don't care about you. I can pollute the environment so I can make more money. I do this, I make more money. Where does the money come from? From your pockets. I got more money from other people to make other people poor. So this is how some people got rich, by making others poor. All because of ourselves. So what can be done? So before I tell you the good news, let me tell you the bad news. Because men without God in their lives, all going downhill, their lives, their morality, all this pain, all this dissatisfaction, all going downhill. And that's not the end. What would be come to the bottom? The wages of sin is death. The wages is something when you have done, I need to give you this. Otherwise, it's not justice. So when people sin, there are wages. Something has to give you. Otherwise, God is not a God of justice. What would God give to sinners? Death. Death is what we deserve when we sin. If God does not give us death, He owed us. He's wrong then. God should give sinners death. So the problems we mentioned just now, all the bitterness, all the anger, all the hate, these are all the symptoms. But all this will bring us to the end, come to completion. What would that be? Death. So don't think you start, oh, I lied a little bit. Oh, I have anger with someone a little bit. Oh, I act a little bit violent today. All this will bring to come downhill until when can we stop? Come to death. The wages of sin is death. Bad news. So instead of telling you good news, I'm telling you a bad news, in fact. We are facing death. Humanity is facing death. Not just punishment. Oh, I lie, I deserve punishment. It's death, my friend. But the gift of God. Wages is something he ought to give us. But gift is free. We don't deserve. You see the contrast? The wages and the gift. Death and eternal life. So God should give all sinners death. Otherwise he can't be God. But God, out of his great love to you, my friend, he put a gift in front of us. What is the gift? The gift of God is eternal life. How can I get it? In Christ Jesus. How can I get the gift? This is the good news I'm talking about. Not just somewhere, someplace is on sale. This is not the good news we need. There is one good news for you, my friend. One good news. That is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Next, when we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel. What does the word gospel mean? The word gospel actually means good news. So the only gospel that I'm talking about is God has given us one good news. And in the Bible, somewhere in the Bible, it says there's no other gospel, no other good news, only one. This gospel is called the gospel of peace. This good news brought us peace. Not just the peace we talk about out there, but inside, the peace, gospel of peace. This is a gospel of salvation. Deliver us from sin. Deliver us from anger. Deliverance us from hate. Deliver us from anxiety, from helplessness. We can overcome sin because of this gospel. This is also called the gospel of grace in the Bible. We don't deserve it. This is a good news. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of God. All these words describe this gospel. Gospel of peace, gospel of salvation, gospel of grace, gospel of Christ, gospel of God. One gospel, one good news. For God has prepared one good news for you today. And what is that good news about? Let's go have a closer look. The gospel I preach to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand, we can stand on this gospel. We can rely on it. We can trust in it. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. This gospel can save you from this outside, or the worries that is inside, the problems that is inside. This gospel is the deliverance. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance. What is the importance of this gospel? What is this good news about? 3 points. Let us look at the first point. That Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. Next. Gospel is Christ died for our sin. How come someone died is a good news for us? Remember, the wages of sin is death. I sinned, I should face death. But Christ died. He paid for my sin. Died for our sins according to the scriptures. Yes, I am a sinner my whole life. I sin a lot. And yet, the price was paid. By whom? By Christ. Christ died for my sin. This is the good news. What I deserve, He paid the price. And the second important thing is that He was buried. So not only died, but buried. What does buried, why is buried so important? When something is buried, that is, we no longer see it. Out of sight, out of mind. That means you can put that thing out of your concern forever. You don't have to look at it. It's gone. The file closed. The case is closed. I deserve punishment, but boom, case closed. I sinned, case closed. Finished, paid. It's forever finished. How good it is. So I don't have to worry anymore. It's done. The account has been settled forever. Jesus, His death paid my price. This is the good news. Not only He died, but the case is closed now. Totally finished. Don't worry about it. He paid, but if not enough. Okay, if I owe $10 million, someone say, I paid for you. I paid $1 million, I paid $2 million, I paid $3 million. But I owe 10. He paid, it's not enough. Is that enough? Yeah, $10 million owed, $10 million paid. Case closed, finished. So this buried is telling us that everything is finished, everything is done, everything is completed. Out of sight, out of mind. Before God, my case has finished. Completed. No more worries. And how about the last part? He was raised on the third day according to the scripture. Why is raising up, resurrection, so important? He died. He buried. Paid my price already. Why is resurrection so important? Well, it's important. Why? Because, well, I can say I die for you. I can say I die for you. But who knows? Hey, if He did not resurrect it from the dead, I may say, He may die for His own sin. How can I be sure if Christ died as everybody else? How He say He died for me, but how can I know? Everyone can say, I die for you, but actually, He died for His own sin. So Christ's death must be so special, so different, that I realize, hey, He did not die for His own sin. So the fact that He resurrected from the dead speaks of one thing. Death has no power on Him. Death cannot hold Him. Cannot bind Him. If I am a sinner, death is like that. Let me put you in a picture like this. If I'm swimming and suddenly something grabbed me from, there's an octopus in the sea, his hand dragged me down to the bottom of the sea. I can't free myself because death has such power to draw the sinners to death. But because Jesus, He has not sinned. So death cannot hold Him, cannot draw Him, cannot pull Him down. And He resurrected from the dead. And He showed me something. In Romans it says, because of His resurrection, we can know He's the Son of God. He's not dying for His sin. He is dying for me. So many people die for their own sin. But only Jesus, when He resurrected from the dead, then I realized death cannot hold Him. He is so special, then why would He die? Then it explained He died for our sin. And this is the good news I'm telling you about. And this is the good news what Easter is about. Christ resurrected from the dead. How does it relate to you? We have been experienced past so many Easter. What does Easter mean to you? Christ's resurrection from the dead. Death cannot hold him. He is sinless. He is perfect. He died for our sin. Is that related to you, my friend? Is this a good news to you, my friend? Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. This is our song. This is our victory. Christ overcame death. And those who put our trust in him, he gave us eternal life. How about you, my friend? How about you? Have you experienced this eternal life that set us free? May God bless us. Let us sing hymn 35, Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah simply means God be praised. He is risen. He is risen from the dead. We can say hallelujah. Not he died for my sin. Death cannot hold him. And we have eternal life in him. Let us proclaim this. So all Christians, all everyone, let's stand and proclaim this good news. Christ the Lord is risen today.